If it's on your mind...
I hate hospitals. In my mind, they are associated with sickness.
Let's talk about it.
Have you completely lost your mind?
The Talk of the Town with Mike Walsh on B95.5 FM WUTQ.
6 minutes after 9 o'clock, it is 9:06. It's the final hour on the final day of the Talk of the Town show, and couldn't have gotten here any sooner. Thank you very much. Whew. And it has been a busy week, and Roanne DeStito joins us now. Roanne DeStito is the Assemblywoman for the 116th District.
Yes, it is.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the Democratic candidate, I might add, and the incumbent candidate. You got a lot of different titles there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm the Assemblywoman, yes.
Assemblywoman since, what, like 1992?
I took office in 1993.
93.
Yes.
So, tell me about, let's talk about that a little bit. You know what, before we do, let's talk about Andrew Cuomo. He's going to be in town today.
He is coming into town. Mm-hmm. As you, I heard you say, he's going to be in Little Falls first, but he is coming to Oneida County into Oriskany at the United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 1 headquarters, and that is on Airport Road in Oriskany, and it's across from the Ramada Inn, and the public is more than welcome. He's going to be talking to the crowd and answering some questions if they care to ask them.
We have a chance to sit down and chat with him?
I expect to talk to him a few minutes before we start the rally.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Your phone call's welcome for Roanne at 624-0870. 624-0870 here on the Friday morning Talk of the Township. Okay, so you've been an assembly person for a long time, which, you know what, do you mind if we head right to the phones before
sure.
we do anything? Just because I hate to leave anybody out of the show. So if you could just sure. kind of put the headphones on there and I would hate to mess your hair up. See, I don't have that problem at all. B95.5, good morning. Do you have a question for Roanne?
Yeah, I got another question, Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
It's kind of weird.
Okay.
But the way we have to combine services in Oneida County, wouldn't it be nice if we could eliminate the name Oneida and get a different name? Because it's so confused. So many things between the Oneida Nation and the city of Oneida.
We have
to combine services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we couldn't call it Utica County or Rome County or
what do you propose?
Maybe something from the Revolution. I don't know. Maybe Stanwix County.
How about this? How about Walsh County?
Hey, you're doing a fine job.
Thank you, sir.
Bringing us together with these people. And I wish the best of luck for both candidates. And I know Roanne's been at it for a long time, and she's tried real hard down there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Money. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure that I totally understood that.
No,
I would think that might cause some confusion.
Yes.
I think it might cause a little bit more confusion all of a sudden.
I don't know what position I have in that.
No.
I think that would have to go to a lot of people.
Look into that, would you please?
I don't think so.
624-0870. 624-0870. Here's what we could do. You know what? He might have a good idea. You know how they sell naming rights to stadiums and things like that? Maybe we could be like Pepsi County. So you got to think outside the box here a little bit.
There you go.
Okay. We
Coca-Cola,
could be
Pepsi.
Yeah, Microsoft County.
Right.
That's not a bad idea.
Right.
Naming
Microsoft,
rights for an entire county.
Bill Gates, Gates County.
I'm going to tell you right now, as wacky as that sounds, you'll see some really liberal county in California pull that off. Just remember.
Well, there was... on Google, the community changed its name to Google because they had some kind of a competition for money for the community that wanted to, I think, put fiber throughout their county.
Unbelievable.
And they actually passed a law to change their name to Google for a period of time.
Wow. Let's go to the phones again, if you could slap those headphones
sure.
on for just a minute. B95, good morning. Do you have a question for Roanne?
Yeah, Roanne?
Yes.
This is Tom. You know who I am. I mentioned this before to you about that bicycle. Remember? Do you remember the bicycle I told you about having all the equipment on there and to get a license for it?
Licensing bicycles, yes, yes.
And you had me talk to Steve Longo in Albany? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And I convinced him and putting a bill in, but then that Spicer scandal, that threw everything off.
Okay. Tom, Roanne, you got where he's coming from with that?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. He'd proposed a bicycle lot to try to make bikes more safe. And kudos to you, Tom. Thank you very much for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Phone calls welcome this morning. 624-0870.
It was a licensing. He wanted to have us license bicycles the way we license vehicles. Yes.
Okay.
So we were looking into it. You know, it's a.
Well, yeah, as long as we're talking about possibilities, let's not leave anything out this morning. How does that work? How do we license a bicycle?
It would be a divergence from what we do. Mm-hmm. It's an added cost. Mm-hmm. So, you know, parents would have to, you know, when they buy a bike, they'd have to pay a fee. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure we're looking to add fees to people's lives right now.
Yeah, probably not what people are looking
especially
for.
Especially families. Mm-hmm. So does that mean, you know, Johnny and Mary both mm-hmm. can't have bicycles because we have fees on them now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to look at all of the implications that that these types of ideas, you know, put on the public.
Okay. Let's talk about your office, the Office of the Assembly of the 116th District that you've been in since 1993, which really could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing right now, depending on whose view you're looking at. Mm-hmm. We'll get into the whole career politician thing in just a bit because honestly, if I hear career politician one more time, I might become physically ill. I just think it's a term that for some reason caught on, and that's why it just seems to be the battle cry this election season. Talk a little bit about how things have changed in this area, obviously in your district, the 116th, from 1993 till today. What's better than now than when you took office way back when?
Well, first of all, when I took office in 1993, that was the first announcement by the federal government that we were going to be faced with a base realignment and closure commission. Mm. I live in Rome, and that certainly hit home in Rome very, very hard. We fought. I joined a community effort with many of my fellow elected officials, and we tried to put our best effort forward to save the base. There was a community group that worked very hard to state the facts, and unfortunately we lost that battle. 1995 came, we had which Rome Lab was saved. The Air Force Research Lab was not taken from us. In 1995, another base realignment and closure commission came out and put our research lab on the list. And again, the community came together, worked very hard, and we were successful in saving the Air Force Research Lab, which I believe was a very strong turning point for our community, because that's when I believe we began to market our area and really take a look at what the Air Force Research Lab did in the information technology area and started to market our area for the assets that we really did have. We were a very strong electronics area. We had a lot of engineers that were with GE. GE had left. Lockheed Martin moved there, what's left of Lockheed Martin in New York, left the community. But we really focused on the technologies and really moving our community into the 21st century. And that's the vision that I have for this community. That is to move us into the next phase of technology, the next job market for our community, and really putting education and economic development together and moving and adding value to manufacturing and jobs.
That certainly seems to be where we need to be positioned for the next 20, 30 years or more. Talk just briefly about the state of Griffiths right now. We've got Midair and Premier Aviation Griffiths, both coming in.
Yeah.
How are things going there?
Griffiths isn't just all about air. Mm-hmm. Although
what else is it about?
We have we invested in the air side. Mm-hmm. When we did attract Empire Aero, and a lot of people don't want to talk about Empire Aero, but the fact is the infrastructure that we invested in the hangars mm-hmm. and in the aircraft maintenance training facility with Mohawk Valley Community College. But on the other side of Griffiths is the Business and Technology Park. We have BAE. We have Goodrich. We have Sovina Oil. We have Cathedral Corporation. There are jobs up there that we invested in modernizing the buildings, because when you take over an Air Force base, you take over buildings mm-hmm. that were really World War II, circa World War II. We had to invest dollars, which the state played a very important role, along with the federal government for a little while, because the federal government actually, you know, we called it an alimony payment. That alimony ended very rapidly. And it was the state of New York that invested in the infrastructure, Route 825 going through the parkway, going through mm-hmm. Griffiths Business and Technology Park. We worked very hard, Griffiths Local Development Corporation, Mohawk Valley Edge, county officials, local city officials, Mayor Brown, county executives, going back several county executives and mayors and local city officials. We all worked together because that was the right thing to do. Make that park a regional park for jobs in this community.
It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:18. We're talking to Roann DeStito, the assemblywoman for the 116th District. And your phone calls are welcome this morning at 624-0870, 624-0870. Quick look ahead, Utica Curling Club this morning at about 9:35. Jason Paulus this morning at 9:40. Let's talk about the, I don't even know what nanotechnology is. You're talking to a guy that really just cannot even program the VCR or DVD player or whatever
it
is.
Yeah, but look at that board you're working on today.
Yeah, but they actually have arrows press this button now.
Oh, so they do. I can't see that.
Yeah. So what is nanotechnology and what is the Nanotechnology Center? Just kind of give me a feel for what all that is about and how it affects our future.
Nanotechnology is... I think we listen to, you know, how many products we need, and mm-hmm. you talked about an iPod, and you talked about having your smartphone and mm-hmm. that type of thing. Nanotechnology is the storage of information on very, very nano-size information. It's mm-hmm. it's like a transistor. We used to know about transistors. Transistors carried power and carried information. Well, now it's nanotechnology, and it's the really it's describing the size okay. of the container. I'd like to use that, the container that's in our smartphones. It's
so when we see the iPod that all of a sudden can hold 6 million songs, the technology for that may very well have come from right here.
Well, yes, and the CD mm-hmm. the CD actually, the technology began in Rome, New York at Griffiths Air Force Base at the Air Force Research Lab. The beginning of the CD, which is a larger disc,
right.
But now everything's coming down to, 300 millimeter. Now they're talking about 450 millimeter, and it's a storage device. And the storage device, the nanotechnology describes really the size of it, but it's storing information.
Okay.
And that's what we are looking at, the uses of nanotechnology. It's not the nanotechnology itself, because that certainly is being used already, but it's exploring ways to use it and the applications.
It's just how do you market
right, whether it's going to be in cancer research, it's going to be in the biomedical field.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's going to be just in making our phones smarter or our iPod smarter, but that's what it's about.
17 years ago in 1993, when you took office, if someone had said to you that you're going to be talking about nanotechnology, what would the look have been like on your face?
I wouldn't have known what they were talking about. I would have known what the CD was about. I learned a lot about Air Force Research Lab and information technology.
You need to know all these things. These are all things you've needed to immerse yourself in and educate yourself in.
I have, and I've had to learn, and I listen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to people. I listen to business people, and I listen to my constituents, because, and I listen to the experts in those fields talk about it. And when I realized, because I had to learn a lot about Rome Lab when we were defending it
mm-hmm.
in Washington. So I realized that we had a jewel, and we had a lot of people in the area that knew about information technology. We had a lot of ancillary businesses. We needed to capitalize on it, and now we need to go into the next generation of information technology, and that is the nanotech and its cybersecurity, because a lot of information is flowing, but we have to make sure it's protected too.
Let's talk a little bit specifically about the campaign today. We had briefly mentioned the career politician term that has been thrown around. It is being thrown around more now that we're seeing the Tea Party movement. That seems to be their huge battle cry right now, that they want someone to come in for a term or two terms, do their job, do their service to their community, and then go back to the farm. How much have you kind of bought into the whole Tea Party thing? Have you attended any of the rallies? Is there been, have they influenced you or your campaign at all? Just give me a feel for that.
Okay. No, I have not attended any of their rallies. But I will say that I am sensitive to what they are talking about as far as the environment that we're in right now. We are living in the worst recession since the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. New York State, a lot of states, well, probably, I think it's 49 out of 50, have experienced a decrease in revenue, a decrease in jobs. People are worried. They're scared. They don't, whether they've lost a job or they believe that their job is in jeopardy, people are fearful of their future. They're fearful for their families. Mm-hmm. They're making decisions for children to go off to college. Where do they go? How do they afford to send them? So I am very aware of my constituents and how they feel about their own security, their economic security in this community, in this state, in this country. But I don't believe that, you know, I hear that word career politician. I chose public service. I worked in the private sector, but I chose public service. My parents chose public service. My father was a firefighter. My mother was a public health nurse. I am not a career politician. I have dedicated my career to fighting in Albany. I've chosen the state capitol to make a difference for my community. And I don't apologize for it. And I will stand up to anybody and say that I have made a difference for children in education. I've made a difference for the health care that we that is provided here in this community. And I have made a difference, along with a number of other people, in turning around our economy here in the Mohawk Valley. And I have chosen to go back. I've chosen to not go back. I've chosen to ask the public to send me back to Albany to continue that job. And I don't consider myself a career politician. I consider myself a public servant that is dedicated to the people that I represent.
Well played. We're coming up to the towards the end of the interview now.
Sorry,
believe it or not. No, that's fine. That's why you're here, Roanne. Let's talk about the campaign just a little bit more, because it's coming out of the final 10 days, and I just can't even imagine being in your position right now and all the places that you have to be. What has been the absolute best part of your campaign this year?
The best part of my job is meeting and talking to people. And you said something about you have to learn about all these things. I learn something new every day, and I have to listen to different people. And, you know, Tom called about the licensing of bicycles. I have to look into that. I have to look at all sides of every issue, how it's going to affect people. You know, and sometimes I have to say the safety versus the cost. That's a prime example. Tom calling gives you a prime example of what I have to look at. And I find that the best part of my day is meeting and talking with my constituents and learning what's on their mind.
Is there a worst part of the campaign? Not of the job, of the campaign itself. I mean, maybe it's the fact that you haven't had a full night's sleep for
it is because I, you know, we're going from morning till night. I don't get home till like 9-10 o'clock at night, and the other morning I was here with Hank Brown at I think 7:30. So it's a long day, but I will tell you that I feel very strongly that I've given it all I've got in this community, and I'm going to continue to do that, and that's the promise I made to my constituents.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in today. We'd love to have you back sometime.
I'd love to come back.
All right.
And
back.
If
we'll
I'm elected, You'll be the first one I come back to talk to. How's that?
I will hold you to that.
Okay.
And I will study up on nanotechnology
a
little bit more.
Great. Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Roanne Destito is the Assemblywoman for the 116th District.